It was the first time I ever used Uber. I was planning to take Carlo, my guide dog, to one of the local parks to do a free run. And once I instigated the trip to the local park, there's no option on the app to say that you're going to be travelling with a guide dog. Now the law does say that no taxi company or taxi driver can refuse a guide dog, but I thought out of courtesy I would ring the driver just to let him know that I'm going to be getting in the taxi with my guide dog. At this point I rang the driver, and his reaction was, "Guide dog?" Really, not that he really understood what a guide dog was, which then I explained to him, yes, he's a guide dog, he helps me get around safely. And at this point the driver said, "No, I don't like dogs in my car, due to my religion." At this point I was a bit like, well, I'm sorry, but you sort of have to take us. Yeah, you can't really refuse a guide dog, because he's a service dog at the end of the day. He did ask me if I was threatening him at one point, because I was trying to state the law to him, but at this point I was a bit more reluctant to really travel with him because of the way how he was talking to me. The driver also rang me back after I gave the feedback, saying that he was very sorry, and that he would give me a free ride to the park with Carlo, which, by the by, was a bit too late, really, I think, because it was more the fact that he'd already refused and he didn't understand what a service dog really was, and in his job I would sort of expect he would have come across one before. A lot of people are upset that Uber taxis are not actually wheelchair accessible, whereas people with like a visual impairment or maybe a smaller disability would be able to get in the normal taxis. I do think it's a bit of a shame that these taxis are only just available in London. It'd be more beneficial to be spread out across the country, because I understand that there must be a trial period, but there must be a demand definitely in other cities.